The next award is the Safety Champion Award. Would Alan Berkey please come forward? There he is. Alan, you have a lot of friends or maybe family members here today. There you go.
Thank you.
That. Alan is the Maintenance Operations Fleet Program Coordinator. He's the one who communicates safety corrections to city fleet when they're needed for maintenance vehicles. He's developed a strong, positive working relationship with city fleet, which ensures that our employees have their vehicle safety concerns addressed in a timely manner. Alan, thank you for making sure the vehicles our employees drive are safe to operate. Congratulations. I believe this is the last award before we get to jackets. So this is the Safety Champions Award. Would Matt Wales, Chris Schindler, Troy Carlson, Mike Roberts, and Brent Force please come forward? Come down here. Come down here. Is he going to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. These employees are part of the PBOT Maintenance Operations Confined Space Entry Team. This is a very specialized group of people who perform entries into confined spaces. All of these safety champions participated in the development of new training guidelines for our confined space entry teams, and they've worked very closely with a variety of employees one-on-one to ensure their safety. Thanks to each of you for helping our employees stay safe in risky situations.
I'd like to thank transportation and our partner in confined space entry, BES, and the Portland Fire Bureau for their assistance and patience using their training center at 122nd. And Matt, our supervisor. So that's it.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish. Now we get to that point in the ceremony, the most coveted awards, at least the awards I always most covet, and that's the jackets for the drivers of the year, safe drivers of the year. And we're going to start with Gary Manoogian of East Precinct. Yeah. Oh, right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As I said, Officer Manoogian is of East Precinct, and he's this year's recipient for the Police Bureau of the Safe Driver Award. Gary has been with the Bureau since 1978 and has served in patrol the entire time. He's had an exemplary driving record. He's also been part of both the vehicle and safety committees. And as an emergency responder, Gary has been outstanding at doing his part in making safety a concern for himself and also those he mentors around him. So thank you, Gary, for your contribution to safety.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to thank you for the award, and I wanted to call attention to the Police Bureau Safety Committee, both sworn and non-sworn, and thank them for their very, very hard work that they put in on a monthly basis. Thank you.
Our Office of Management and Fleet, Office of Management and Finance, City Fleet, Safe Driver of the Year, Bob Jorgensen. Bob here. Congratulations, Bob. As a City Fleet's Parts Department delivery person, Bob drives many miles every week with multiple stops throughout the city of Portland, including the Sandy River Station. His usual stops include dealing with the difficult downtown traffic and major road construction. Bob's van is usually loaded down with cargo, and he needs to ensure that his loads do not shift in transit. Bob has made these deliveries like clockwork for many years and without any vehicle incidents. That's remarkable. So thank you, Bob, for making safe driving an important part of your work.
Congratulations.
Anything?
You guys should put your jackets on so people can see what they look like. Okay. Oh, we'll do a group photo. Okay. So the next award is Bureau of Environmental Services, Safe Driver of the Year, April Lawrence.
Woo-hoo.
April.
Right.
April has worked for the city since 1986 and has been collision-free. Wow, since 1986? That's great. This is an outstanding accomplishment since April's job as a public works inspector has required her to work at many locations each year on a wide variety of construction sites. April has always demonstrated a conscientious approach to safety, and her safe work habits extend to her accident-free driving history. So congratulations, April.
For Portland Fire and Rescue, Kelly Eckhoff. Kelly Eckhoff has served the citizens of North Portland for 25 years as a firefighter. He is an excellent person, firefighter, and driver. His driving skills are unmatched. He navigates the engine with ease and care. He has expert knowledge of the surrounding communities and knows in detail the geography and accessibility of the area like no other. He's extremely conscientious with the responsibilities of maintenance and care of the apparatus, which is evident in the long service life of vehicles in his care. Congratulations, Kelly. And for the Bureau of Development Services, Michelle Seward. During Michelle's tenure at BDS, she has safely driven her assigned vehicle in hazardous traffic and weather conditions as part of her daily responsibilities. She also rides her bike to work every day and sets a great example for defensive driving. Thank you, Michelle, for staying safe on the road and for all you do in Portland's neighborhoods.
They blow up the text for me because of, I think I'm at 2,250 or something, Sue. This is Safe Driver of the Year, Jennifer Britt. Jennifer? Okay.
Congratulations. I'll hand this to you while I read this.
Jennifer drives many miles around town, ensuring that all of our city pools have the supplies and equipment they need to continue operating each day. Today, we're recognizing Jennifer for the exemplary way that she delivers materials to our sites. Her safe and courteous operation of city vehicles makes her a role model for all of us, city drivers, as well as the rest of us. Thank you, Jennifer, for helping to keep Portland safe. Would Joanne Hampton please come forward? Okay. Hi, Joanne. I don't think we've met either. How are you? You'll see why. Joanne has worked at the parking enforcement for almost 14 years, most of the time as a scooter officer. Like all of our vehicle officers, Joanne spends the majority of her time in heavy traffic. She has to maneuver close to cars while paying close attention to various parking violations. Joanne also needs to constantly watch for pedestrians and other traffic. This is all done in a high-pressure environment of being a parking enforcement officer, never knowing when a citizen or a commissioner will be coming up to talk to her about a citation. Joanne is a great example of all the good attributes of being a parking enforcement officer including making safe driving a fundamental part of her job. Congratulations.
Thank you. Is this the last one?
Our last recipient is Ty Goodgame. Ty? Congratulations, sir. Ty is an automotive equipment operator, too. His primary job is the daily operation of a street sweeping machine. Because of the in-and-out maneuvering between and around parked cars, dealing with slow-moving traffic, and keeping pedestrians safe, this is one of the most challenging driving positions at maintenance. He has an exemplary record, 0 preventable accidents during his 14-year driving career with the City of Portland. That deserves a round of applause. Please help me again thank Ty for his great work and to congratulate him on being named PBOT's Maintenance Operations Safe Driver of the Year. Congratulations.
Before we kill anybody here, I'm Kate Wood. I'm the risk manager with OMF. I want to thank everybody today, but I'd also like to recognize the efforts of the risk management staff who organized today's events, particularly Lonnie Turner, Patty Reeser, Tracy Hamer, and Steve Morgan. For over a decade, City Council has set aside time in their busy schedules to come together and publicly recognize city employees for the efforts that they have put in to improve safety in city workplaces. And this is truly unique to have such commitment from elected officials, and we want to thank you very much for your support in this area. Thank you. You know, on-the-job safety is always a personal commitment, but the commitment has benefits far beyond the individual because you can't have a safe workplace just for yourself. And it's very clear from what we saw today, the efforts of teams within bureaus, safety committees within bureaus, and the partnership between bureaus. This is what it takes every day to make safe workplaces for our city employees. And the benefit is that you get to go home safe, your families get you home safe, but there's a benefit to the coworkers, our offices, and the community in which we work. And so the work that you have done to improve safety is truly beneficial, a lot bigger than just your particular single effort. In the upcoming year, it's time to renew and refresh our activities around safety. We'll be looking for new things, new ways, new efforts. The job of safety is never done. And so we hope to see you all back here next year with great stories to tell. And thank you today. I hope you'll join us outside in the lobby for some refreshments. And these proceedings are closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
I want to leave a bunch of trash here for you folks. Well, that was really cool, Carl. I hope you had fun.
I did. I enjoyed that.
Got the biggest kick out of it. I said, Amanda says, just, you know, first meeting we've had in a long time with somebody who can carry the sign. Great, that's success.
Yeah, that is.
Now, will they clean up this? Do you want us to clean this up? Thank you so much. Tracy, they said they cleaned these up for us. Okay. Yeah, the vice president for Stan. He said he's a really good
guy.
Yeah, he said we're getting some positive feedback. We're seeing some good preliminary results. And